It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena, Paula, how are you?
Good morning, really good, thank you.
Nice to speak to you this morning. Hey, it's been a big week for the National Party. You just had your conference down in Christchurch, so we might start by talking about that. We're also going to talk about Ihu Matau and the Resource Management Act too this morning. So let's start with the conference though. When you're in opposition, it's quite a good time to regroup and readdress as a political party. So in that respect, what was the most significant part of the conference this weekend for you?
Oh, look, half of it's getting together. You know, nearly 700 of us all together. They're people that are activists of the National Party, that love this country, want to play their part. So then we get into the kind of crux of what it is to be a political party and what you want to do for New Zealanders. And for us, it's a real chance to focus on our policy, what we stand for, and, you know, what we would do if we were in government to support New Zealanders.
Fantastic. What was the most challenging part? Were there any sort of things that, you know, you kind of had to think about as a party while you were having this conference?
Well, look, we've spent quite a lot of the last year kind of going back to our values, our principles. You know, like any organisation, really, we're 83 years old. You've got to go back and go, are we still giving our message in the right way? Are those values and principles as relevant today as they were 80 years ago? And we did that work. So it was quite exciting to come out in the conference and kind of go, so, you know, for all that we talk about the economy, for all that we talk about business and what's happening, actually the economy is people, and how do we make sure that that's relevant in their everyday lives and what we do makes a difference? And I don't know if that's challenging, but we have challenged ourselves in the last year, and we should. You know, opposition was a chance to do that. So, you know, we really have gone back. And the values and the principles, by the way, were just as strong and just as relevant. Perhaps our messaging and how we were portraying that was what needed to change a bit. And that's why we made some of the changes.
All right.
And last weekend.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to speak a little bit about Ihu Matau because that's a massive topic at the moment. So the critics are saying that this is a complex issue for mana whenua, as well as also being a land and private property dispute. Simon Bridges has been very critical of the Prime Minister being overseas at the moment while this context is unfolding. So what would the National Party be doing differently if you were in government right now?
Well, really, I mean, it has gone through all the right processes. It's been through courts. It has been a negotiation that has happened. And really, you would think that it's really for that to have played its part, which it has, and it should be given that due respect. And so while I appreciate that anyone can and protest and they have their voices heard, really it's a dispute that does need to be settled, and it shouldn't be that we trample on private property rights to do that.
So what do you think would be a good step forward from here?
Oh, look, I think there definitely needs to be a lot more negotiation and people stepping in and settling it, because it needs to be settled.
Who necessarily should be stepping in, do you think?
Well, the Prime Minister has stepped in, so she's stepped into it. She kind of stepped in a day before and then has sort of taken off, and I think left it in a place of flux. I would have thought that it has been through the right processes. It is where it is, and as such, you know, the law should be upheld. People should not be acting illegally.
Well, a lot of people have been calling this sort of familiar to contexts like Bastion Point, but also the foreshore and seabed debate from 2004. Labour's mishandling of the foreshore and seabed debate led to a closer relationship between the Māori Party and the National Party at the time. Do you see Ihu Matau, the debate around Ihu Matau, as being a similar opportunity for National to forge alliances with Māori political interests?
Yeah, except I do think there's a lot between mana whenua as well in this one, which is quite, you know, which does feel a bit different. You know, it's not like there's an absolute united voice. There's different voices in it within mana whenua that are feeling, you know, they've got different perspectives on this. So I think that does give it a different perspective. But, you know, the Prime Minister was kind of, you know, quick to sort of step in, do a rushed press conference, put everything on hold. Well, on hold for what? And what are her next moves, and what does she intend to do? She is in government. She seems to think she can sort it out, but there is equally, it has gone through its due process. We need the housing desperately, and I don't think that holding up the builders that want to get on and build homes for Aucklanders is the right way to go about it.
Do you not think, though, that this maybe sort of speaks to a much bigger conversation that's going on here? Like, people are talking about sort of original land theft from, you know, historical original land theft. Do you not think that that's something that should be addressed as well?
Oh, certainly, and that's what we do through treaty settlements, and it's certainly National Government has settled more treaty settlements than any other government in history, and we were absolutely committed to it. And that raises an issue within this as well, as, you know, when is a treaty settlement settled? If you've negotiated and done a deal and then got to where you are, then really that should be respected as well.
All right, well, let's talk about the Resource Management Act a bit. So for a bit of context for people who might not know, it was originally created to encourage sustainable development and environmental goals. It was designed under a Labor government, but it was passed under a National government in 1991. And that was probably quite a high point in both parties agreeing on environmental and planning decisions. Since then, it's been quite difficult to get any changes agreed upon between the parties. You've recently been quite critical of the government not supporting changes that your previous National government tried to bring in. Does this mean that you'll be supporting this latest attempt by the current government to reform the Act?
Well, it would depend on what they put on the table and what they're doing, and all they're doing at the moment is another working group.
So what would be your key sticking points, Paula?
We haven't got proposals on the table. Well, we just have to be able... I mean, so, you know, the concept is right, and yet anyone that's been involved would say we haven't quite got it right. For both the environment, quite frankly, and for development, and for them able to move ahead and us free up land so that we're able to provide the kind of housing that we want for all New Zealanders. And the cost has gone through the roof for housing, and we can see that the RMA is a vital sort of part of that. So the changes that certainly we were working on, and we would have loved to have been talking to New Zealand First or Labor, and they didn't talk to us, and we didn't have the numbers as such then to get those sorts of changes through. But it's looking at how we can speed up and lower some of the costs around the consenting process.
So you're saying you'd quite like to be, when there's some sort of proposals on the table, you'd like to be sort of actively involved in that as the opposition?
Well, what I would say is we're absolutely serious about RMA reform. I'm not expecting to see anything before the election. I mean, it's only just been kicked to a working group. They take a very long time. We haven't been asked to be involved in that. So, look, I'm not expecting them to be kind of reaching out to us at any time soon.
All right. Well, thank you for your time this morning, Paula. We'll speak to you in a fortnight.
Great. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Okay, bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.